Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Yoel Abulov, also known as @UncleYobo on Twitter or X. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. It's episode 9 here today, Tuesday Wagering with Yoel. And as we close out April and head into May, it's a great moment to take an honest look at where we stand. April was a heavy grind. We finished break-even across 248 bets with a 132-116 record. And truly, it's fascinating that this April with 248 total bets ends up coming to a break-even, a true break-even. But that is truly because of the unfortunate past 2 weeks that we have had. Otherwise, we could have ended up on a very, very strong April. But nonetheless, after a really strong first 3 weeks, the past 2 weeks, especially last week and Monday, my hopes to turn the tide on the ship on yesterday hit us extremely hard. For full transparency, because I truly value this, last week, NBA went 10 of 18 for minus 8.9 units, a horrendous performance on NBA. I'm genuinely not going to lie. And soccer went 20-19 for minus 3.5 units. So we've had a true minus 11 unit effort last week, which is genuinely extremely heartbreaking and definitely not the effort that we wanted to have. I wanted to turn the tide around on Monday, considering that oftentimes Monday sets the tone for the week. And on April 28th, so yesterday, we went 1-1 in NBA and 0-4 in soccer for minus 4 units. So we continue to dig our hole deeper. And at this point, I'm fairly convinced that, you know, whatever I'm betting on, it's best to take the other side around. But jokes aside, the margins have been razor thin. A lot of close spread and total losses. And, you know, even just last week, I talked about it in an episode. There was just one day in NBA in which we missed two spreads by half a point and an over by 1 point. So, again, it would be very fair to say that the margins have indeed been razor thin and that the reads have mostly been there, even though the results haven't followed. You know, given the poor run of results and given that, you know, all handicappers, all bettors have these sort of runs, but a consistent loss for a week was definitely not something that I had experienced in recent weeks and recent times. So therefore, I wanted to go back and look at, you know, what I've been doing. Did I change something in my approach? Am I having a trouble in my reads, in my data? So I went back and I looked at it, and genuinely, I don't feel bad about my reads. You know, even in some soccer bets in which I said, you know, both teams to score, there one side of the team scored and the other generated an expected goals tally of, you know, over one, over two in some cases. You know, they took 24 shots with like just three on target and just couldn't get on the scoreboard. So again, going back, I realize that the effort has been extremely poor, and absolutely by no means am I defending this effort. It's, you know, I keep track of all of my scores. I keep track of all of my wins and losses and the units won, units wagered, all of that kind of fun stuff to ensure that I provide the most transparent and accurate results to all of my followers, as well as to myself in better planning how we move forward. So definitely no excuses, just an honest and transparent look back on how things have gone. No sugarcoating it. The stretch has been disappointing and frustrating, and it's something I take personally. It's impacted my confidence a little, but the only way to respond is the only way we always do and the only way I truly know, and that is to sharpen up, stay aggressive, and keep pushing forward. As this saying I love, especially in, you know, the betting circles, Just like we would have had a plus 11 units winning week last week, we would be keeping the action going this week. So the only way and the only solution we have at this moment is to keep the action rolling and hopefully to turn the tide around with sharper reads and, you know, by staying aggressive and catching the sports book with the great odds. We're in the arena every day. Let's keep fighting and let's get into today's plays on that note. To start off, we have the UEFA Champions League semi-final clashes between Arsenal and Paris Saint-Germain. These are two sides full of attacking talent who will be meeting at the Emirates. Arsenal are banged up in their defense with Gabriel out, but are still dangerous, especially given how they fared against Real Madrid in the previous round. While Paris Saint-Germain's attack and overall their counter-attack remains deadly. With the odds at minus 145 on Fanatics, I expect both teams to find the back of the net. And given the intensity as well as the expectation surrounding both of these teams, this is more of a surprise pick, but I'll be picking match result draw at plus 240 on Fanatics. Again, I definitely think that both of these teams will get on the score sheet, but I have a hard time truly getting an idea as to how these teams will fare off over the course of the first 90 minutes. I think that we will see a lot of possessions, but even in that case, as we saw with Paris Saint-Germain and Aston Villa, there was a very strong period of that game that it was tied, or the, you know, the difference did not accurately reflect the efforts from both sides. So with that being said, I think that Arsenal are a significantly stronger team than Aston Villa in the sense of this Champions League run that they have put forth. And I think that they will be able to neutralize Paris Saint-Germain's attack a little bit. And Paris Saint-Germain should be able to do the same if they want to take back a result to Parc des Princes that is somewhat advantageous. So a 1-1 result here is what I'm hoping for, which would cash both of these plays. Moving on, there is no other valuable or, you know, soccer plays in the leagues that I often bet in. So we're going to be wrapping up the day with four NBA plays in addition to the Champions League slate. Moving on to the next one is my free play of the day, actually. It is Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Indiana Pacers. And it's quite fascinating that the Pacers opened as a -7.5 favorite in this one. And that's what I'll be taking at minus 110 on Fanatics. The Pacers hold a 3-1 series lead and have been in control, especially since Damian Lillard's season-ending Achilles injury suffered in the first quarter of Game 3. They'll want to close out this series tonight at home, especially with the Cavs already advancing and getting some additional rest. The Pacers are currently deeper, healthier, and should be able to handle business here against a sole Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's put his heart and soul into this series. But I think in this final match of with the Pacers' opportunity to clinch the series, I don't think that Giannis Antetokounmpo's efforts will be enough. Moving on, we have the Detroit Pistons taking on the New York Knicks. I don't know how this one will play out, as I'm switching my pick for this game for the first time throughout this series. But as last week has shown, I clearly maybe have to change some things. You know, I trusted the Detroit Pistons entering the series. I backed them in the series across all of the games. They've had a close series. I truly think that their inexperience at this level, and perhaps in addition to the inexperience, their excitement being back in the playoffs is truly taking a toll on them, especially against a Knicks side that truly plays with like a six-man rotation, and these guys have been playing together for the past whole year. And so, I don't know. I don't feel great about it, I'll be very honest, but I'm switching my sides. The Knicks pulled out a gritty comeback win in Game 4, even though there was a controversial call at the end of that game that the refs even admitted was a wrong call. But they return home with a chance to close out the series. With Madison Square Garden rocking, you know, the world's best arena, I expect a strong defensive performance from the Knicks against the Pistons, who've kind of looked unable to generate some offense at times. And I'm taking the Knicks to take care of business here at home, wanting to get a little bit of extra rest as the Celtics on the next game for the day will hope to close out the series and get the same amount of rest as well. So the line's a little bit heftier than I would have wanted, but this pick is truly something I'm trying just to see if turning the tide will happen by just switching my pick. So Knicks -5.5 at -110 is my pick for the night. Even though if the series was at 2-2, I would have easily gone the Pistons route. Then we have the Orlando Magic taking on my Boston Celtics. So I was taking the Boston Celtics in the first two games of the series. First game it hit, second game the spread didn't hit. In game three, I decided to back, in game four, I decided to back the Orlando Magic. They kept the game super close until the very last minutes of the game, in which they, at that point, they couldn't sustain the Celtics' pressure, and the Celtics ended up getting some last-minute shots, and the spread missed by like 2 points, if I'm not mistaken. But this time around, I have to back my Celtics at home. They will be without Jrue Holiday, and the status of Jaylen Brown is questionable. But with the series at 3-1 and the Celtics playing at home, I think even if they miss both of these players, they still have a significantly superior squad compared to the Orlando Magic. If they get to a hot start, if their three-pointers are falling, especially in that first quarter, Celtics should have no trouble taking this win and closing the series out here. So the line is very, very heavy, and the Celtics are notorious for not necessarily closing out these double-digit spreads. But at home, with the opportunity to clinch the series, I think that Celtics -11 at -110 odds seems like our best bet for the day and for that game. Moving on and closing out the Tuesday, April 29th.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Ninth slate, we have the Los Angeles Clippers taking on the Denver Nuggets. This series has been extremely close, and I quite frankly did not give a lot of chance to the Denver Nuggets in the previous matchup, especially with Russell Westbrook out. But I recently saw a stat that the Denver Nuggets have won all of their games in which Russell Westbrook did not play. So while his energy and experience should most certainly help the Nuggets in some scenarios, his absence doesn't seem to be that big of a factor for the Nuggets. But as I've backed the Clippers throughout this entire series, I'm going to continue doing the same, especially with the lines having been so short throughout the series. At this point, they have the better coach, they have the better depth, and the defensive edge as a top five defensive team throughout the regular season. Kawhi Leonard has showed up throughout the season, but James Harden has struggled to get into it except for his game one effort. But I think if they can both finally sync up on the night, I like the Clippers to push the Nuggets to the brink on this series and take a 3-2 advantage. Moving on to, super quickly, as I always do, let's do a quick rundown of what we have for April 29th. UEFA Champions League, we have Arsenal taking on PSG. Both teams to score at -145 is my lock bet for the match. But match result draw at +240 on Fanatics is somewhat of a fantasy or surprise bet. But I'm feeling good about it. The free play of the day and the first NBA play we have is Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Pacers at such a great line considering no Damian Lillard. I'm backing the Pacers -7.5 at -110 on Fanatics. Then we have the Detroit Pistons taking on the New York Knicks. I'm going to be switching away from the Detroit Pistons in this one, and I'm going to be backing Knicks -5.5 at -110 odds on Fanatics. Then we have the Orlando Magic taking on my Boston Celtics. I'm going to be switching back here and going to my Celtics at -11 at -110 odds on Fanatics. And we'll wrap up Tuesday, April 29th slate with the Los Angeles Clippers taking on the Denver Nuggets. And I'll remain on the Clippers side throughout this series. And I'll go with Clippers -1.5 at -110 on Fanatics. Then we only have three plays for our Wednesday, April 30th slate. And in this one, we'll have the second UEFA Champions League semifinal matchup in which Barcelona take on Inter. I'll be backing Barcelona moneyline at -160 on Fanatics in this one. Inter, with their aging squad, have looked out of gas with three straight losses in their last three matches, with no goals and visible fatigue across the squad. Barcelona, meanwhile, are flying high both in La Liga as well as with their recent Copa del Rey victory over Real Madrid. This is their best shot at another European final and potentially a Champions League trophy. They have a young squad. They're managed by Hansi Flick, who's proving to be one of the best managers in the world currently. And I expect them to take the first leg advantage at home here. And I do not think that they will catch Inter in another period as such. And so Barcelona money line at -160 seems like a very solid bet. I would also look at both teams to score just because, you know, Inter, regardless of their current form, are, you know, a team most certainly capable of getting on the score sheet. The odds for both teams to score has opened at -200 on Fanatics, which I'm not a very big fan of. So with that being said, I haven't necessarily looked at the odds, I'll be very frank. But considering that I'm backing Barcelona moneyline, both teams to score no draw could also take the place of this bet if the odds are a little bit better. Because I do think Inter has the capability to get on the score sheet, but I think that what makes Barcelona the pick for me is, one, their current form, as well as the motivation they will carry at home. Then we have two NBA games for the rest of the day. We have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Houston Rockets. I actually watched the entirety of this game and covered it in our blurb feed on Sports Ethos last night. So it's definitely a hard one to make a pick for. I've really liked the Houston Rockets throughout the series and throughout the regular season. You know, the Houston Rockets have a very young, strong, and energetic young, you know, core. Jalen Green has been not necessarily the shock, as I've known him to be the inconsistent scorer that he is, but he's kind of failed to show up in these playoffs. He did have that one game with a scoring outburst, but for the rest of the games, you know, he's kind of taken a backseat. Alperen Şengün, my countryman, has been phenomenal throughout the series, especially last night with a 31-point effort. But I did, however, think that he did somewhat rush that shot in the end of the game. I don't get the hype on, you know, how great Draymond Green defended Alperen Şengün. I think it was genuinely a matter of Alperen, you know, rushing it. I think if he, on the post-up, if he had taken one more step maybe, and if he felt that hook shot that he was trying to shoot a little bit better, you know, the Houston Rockets were only 2 points away from taking the lead at that point, with like the game coming around 6-5 seconds left. And then a poor foul on Jimmy Butler for him to shoot three free throws only was the cherry on the top. Again, On another night, I would have definitely liked the Rockets to get back in the series. Last night, I got scared. I was backing the Rockets on as the underdogs throughout the entire series, but you know, after their fail in game three, I decided that it was time to back the Golden State Warriors, and I took the Golden State Warriors to lead by halftime, only for the Houston Rockets to come out with a 7-point lead in the halftime, and then give that up to a Golden State run at the start of the second half. Long story short, you know, I kind of played myself in some of my picks. Maybe the true reason as to why we fared off pretty poorly in this past week. But coming into this one, I feel good about the Golden State Warriors closing out this series against the Houston Rockets team that I think will be highly demotivated going into this final game. And considering that, you know, Brandon Podziemski scored 26 points, Jimmy Butler led them with 27, and Steph Curry didn't even need to shoot lights out. If the supporting cast can continue their role, and if Steph Curry can go back to his ways that we've been accustomed to, the Golden State Warriors will make easy work of this Rockets, who are down 3-1 in this series currently. Last but not least, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. If you've been listening to this podcast, you've already heard me talk about how I love the Minnesota Timberwolves in this series against the Lakers. But now, on the brink of elimination at home, I do think that the Lakers will come out with some sort of newfound motivation. My picks for this game will be over 209.5 total points at -110, as well as Timberwolves at +5.5 underdogs at -110 as well, both on Fanatics. Timberwolves showed major composure to come back and win in game four. Anthony Edwards was sensational, and the Lakers, despite their early run, looked worn down by the end, with JJ Redick choosing a different approach by not subbing his players, and you know, that kind of coming into play with both Luka Doncic as well as LeBron James seeming very gassed out and not making their shots in that final quarter. In a winner go home game for LA, I expect points and a tight finish, and therefore I like for both of these teams to go over 105 points and for our over 209.5 total points to cash. And in such a case that I expect a tight game, I think the Timberwolves opening as +5.5 underdogs presents great value here. And I'll keep backing the Timberwolves in this series as well. So Wednesday, April 30th, play breakdown, we have Barcelona versus Inter, Barcelona money line at -160, or without necessarily knowing the odds at this very moment, both teams to score no draw is also a great bet. For the Warriors versus Rockets, I'm backing the Golden State Warriors this time around, and the Golden State Warriors will be a +4.5 underdogs against the Rockets in this one. So I think they also present good value here. And lastly, for Wednesday, we'll have Minnesota Timberwolves taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm backing the over on total points there, as well as the Timberwolves as +5.5 underdogs. So that wraps up episode 9, Tuesday Wagering with DLL. Going back again, April wasn't the ending we... April was a great month, but it did not have the ending we wanted. Across 248 bets, we stayed break even, which is a reminder that volume betting will always have stretches like this, which is somewhat of my own bread and butter. What matters in this case is how we adjust, how we respond, and how we keep grinding, which, in my own words, I'm committed to do and turn this ship into the right direction. Today is a new chance to start turning things back in our direction, and we'll go one day at a time, one play at a time, and we'll always support it with this great podcast in which we not only present the plays, but we also talk about them through various angles. As always, Thank you all for tuning in. Best of luck today, and I'll catch you all soon on the next episode of Today in Sports Betting.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.